Australian Olympic swimmers Josh Palmer and Emma McKeon have been banned from the closing ceremony after a night out in Rio. Josh Palmer and Emma McKeon didn't return to the Olympic Village before their 2 a.m. curfew. Meanwhile, security footage of an incident involving Ryan Lochte and three other American swimmers has been released. The group initially claimed they'd been victims of a violent robbery, but Brazilian police say the footage proves it was the US swimmers who vandalised a petrol station. Ms. Chiller says it appears that Australian swimmer Josh was robbed overnight.
He has told us that he was approached by a man, asked to go to ATMs, and $1,000 cash was withdrawn, and that has been confirmed. Josh has chosen not to go to the police with those complaints.
Kitty Chiller there. Now, Bali authorities are searching for an Australian woman to question her over the death of a police officer. A traffic policeman was found dead on Kuta Beach yesterday with head wounds that investigators say could have been caused by a glass bottle. Indonesian police say they want to question a Byron Bay woman and her male companion in relation to that death. Veterans Affairs Minister Dan Tehan says there needs to be an agreement between the Australian and Vietnamese governments on future Long Tan commemorations. With less than a day's notice, access to the Long Tan memorial site was blocked until Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull negotiated restricted access with his Vietnamese counterpart. However, several veterans have told the ABC they were turned away from the site yesterday.